I think they do, yeah. Yeah. But still, if you give one of them a pint, a fifth of whiskey out there, he'll steal your car now, I'll tell you now. Because I tell you, about 8 or 10 years ago, I had a boy was buying for this Texas outfit. And he had to have two cars, had to have 200 bales of cotton. Had to be going to New Orleans. And he had to have it that day. Because if they got them and you don't go on that, they'll charge you, I think, $10 a bale, you see. And so he called me from Memphis. And I just had bought 212 bales from Dundee, Mr. And the warehouse of Steets was still in the compress. So he called me about 9 o'clock. Say, Hugh, I want you to do me a favor. I said, all right. I said, what? I got to have 200 bales of cotton now, today. I want to ship today. I said, well, how the hell do you think I got two? He said, get out there and buy it. I said, what price? He said, damn the price, buy it. I said, well, all right, I'll tell you what I got. I've got a nigga bringing in me 212 samples right now, gin. One man's cotton out of one field, gin on the same gin. He said, well, put it out there, and I'll be down there with my cotton classer. In an hour's time, in about 45 minutes, he pulled in down there. And classed that cotton, and I called a girl working in there. Faye, I said, Faye, I got to have two high root cars. I haven't got a one. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Get me two, and I'll give you a good fifth, and I'll give Mr. he's the agent, a pint. She said, give that old son bitch a half a pint and bring the whiskey to me. I said, all right, get it. She said, go ahead, I'll get it sometime. And so about 2 o'clock she called, so I got those two cars. Well, I said, hell, I don't know, between you and yard. But said, I'll make out the damn Bill Layden and sign it. Says up to the railroad and them then. And I told that boy about it. And he said, hell, that's all right. All I want to do is sign. And so I don't know when they got it, but she signed the Bill Layden on it for 200 bales of cotton and finally got the two IDs now. She said she didn't know where in the hell they were, in the road somewhere.
Well, that's I've got a young friend, he's considerably younger than I am, who works for the Illinois Central, and he, a salesman. And I'll have to tell him how to get freight cars.
Well, that's the way he used to get them now. I guess he knows. Yeah. You know, this compress on the big clubhouse down here on this lake, on Moon Lake, and so mine. Says, I want you to do a little advertising down there. That's the first year I worked for him. Have a big party down there. Get you some barbecued ribs and barbecued chickens and plenty of whiskey and beers back in there. And put on a good, kept a houseboy and a cook down there. And I said, all right, and I went on one. And you know what? Whiskey bill was $900 and some odd dollars. Whiskey and beer. I give one. And so Mr. had this oil mill down there. And so he was down there. And there was people from everywhere, from up in Missouri, and all the way down, God knows how far, in the Delta, Cleveland, Greenville, all down there. So he said, Hugh, what that damn thing cost? I had 200 barbecued chickens and no how many ribs, and I had 4 or 5 cases of whiskey, 10 or 15 cases of beer. And he said, God damn, he said, you know how to spend a man's money, don't you? I said, well, you told me you owned a nice one. And Mr. next year, then for about 8 or 10 years, he had one down there. I never did have another one because I had too much trouble. I didn't want to fool with it. People getting drunk, hollering, and wanting to shoot dice and things like that. And they got to shooting dice down there. Mr. didn't care if they gambled. And had one boy, this Houston boy, you know, he killed his wife. He lost a boy that owned $6,000. Well, Mr. stopped it. That's the last one we had.
$6,000.
You know, we had a piece of land out there that bought the niggas. And I don't know how many acres in the place. You know how much this boy and